Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Friendship Quest.
Do you know what I like about you, John?
Oh, what do you like about me, Katie?
You're always so enthusiastic with your hellos on this podcast.
I feel like I need to give it a bit of oomph to get us going, you know, jumpstart.
It brings a smile to my face every time, because I don't expect it.
Yeah, surprise every time.
But yes, welcome back to the podcast. We apologise if anything goes wrong in this episode because my Wi-Fi is not cooperating, but we're giving it our best shot.
Yeah, we've been having some technical issues, but, you know, we never let that stop us from producing mediocre content. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And here we hope you all had a lovely week. And thank you, as always, for listening to our podcast as much as you are, because it's made me happy every time I've checked. And I've seen how many of you are enjoying the podcast.
Numbers are slowly climbing. We're slowly gaining more clout and popularity. Soon we'll be able to take over.
We are all over the world, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We are everywhere.
If you're listening in a country that is not this country, hello.
Hello. If you are listening from also this country, hello.
Oh, yeah. If you're listening to a country, yeah.
Right, to begin, let's address all of the things that have been sent in to us over the past week.
Sounds like a plan.
We've had an email.
We've had an email from Molly, who has said, "Hello, I noticed on your podcast about fictional universes, you talked a bit about zombie apocalypses, and I was wondering if you could go more into it. Also, love the podcast." Thank you very much. That's very kind of you to say.
It is.
Well, you're the zombie apocalypse chronologer, or I don't know, scholar, let's say, on this podcast. What do you think, Katie?
I think you're being very complimentary to me there. I'm just a strange girl who would like to be in zombie apocalypse. You've been very vague in your email. You talked a bit and... If we could go more into it. Don't know what you mean by more into it.
Well, I mean, what do you think, Katie? What's the best zombie apocalypse scenario for you personally?
I mean, we said that in the episode.
But, like, do you win? I want to know what happens at the end, because I think we didn't quite get to that.
No, I will survive.
You will survive?
Yeah, but... I will survive.
You know, when you're talking about... We've got these Walking Dead zombies. For anyone who didn't see the episode... You're talking about these slow-walking, decaying zombies that are easy to run away from, but they're persistent.
Yeah. They will get you.
They will get you eventually.
You gotta be... You can't be like, oh, they're so slow. This is easy. Nah. There are so many of them, and they'll sneak up on you. Like, they will get you, but not me.
So what's your, like... What's the fantasy aspect of this? Because I could imagine you either, like... For me, personally, if I had to be in that situation, I had to survive... I'd either like to live long enough to, like, die a martyr, you know, heroically saving my friends from the zombies, or, you know, make it to the end, survive the apocalypse, and then rebuild society. What do you want?
I don't necessarily expect to make it to the end, but I expect to have given it, like, my best shot. And you said... I'm going to say more horrible things here. Really wish you hadn't asked this question, because I want to move off this topic before people think I'm a horrible person, but... Zombie apocalypse. You know what? I'm gonna help my friends as much as I can. But if, you know, it's too late for them, they're gone. You know, I've got to move on. I've got to make my own way in life.
It's every person for themselves, let's be real.
Exactly. And that's why I will survive.
Okay. I can see that. I think, I don't know. If I was, like, the only one to survive, it's kind of sad. I'd probably just, you know, I'd rather be the...
We touched on that a little bit last time, because I remember you saying that last time, and I basically said that if you're, like, the last person, you've got to try your hardest to, you know,
for all your future children that you won't be able to have, and, you know.
Yeah, but stop it. I'm proving it to myself.
I guess you never, in that scenario, you never truly know if you're the last person.
Exactly.
So I can see you clinging to that sort of hope, and then slowly going insane.
I don't need hope.
Oh, what do you need? Zombies.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we've gone a little bit more into the zombie apocalypse, but if you have any more specific questions, we'd It'd be a pleasure to answer them, especially anything weird that Katie likes about the zombies, because that's very amusing.
Hit us up again. you have left so many comments for me on TikTok. We have had so many comments on my TikTok at KEHP Theatre. name drop. Telling us how much you've enjoyed listening to the podcast, which has just, it's warmed my little heart reading through. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So these are comments in response to the last episode, which is about being in the fictional world. And so we have comments saying, like, people think they'd be a great ally during the zombie apocalypse. This is somebody I know who's, like, training to be a vet. So they said, given that much of my chosen career is avoiding being bitten. So that's why they think they'd be a good ally in the zombie apocalypse. What else do we have? I put, who thinks that they would also be able to survive? Somebody put, I would be the first to die. So rip that person.
Same.
Somebody put, well, I'm a Hufflepuff, so I think I'd survive since we never get any acknowledgement in the movie, so no one would know that I was there.
Oh dear. Well, maybe that's a blessing in disguise, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Ultimate camouflage is being an irrelevant character.
Yeah, and then more references to us talking about Harry Potter. Somebody said, if I was in the Battle of Hogwarts, I'd just stay close to one of the professors like Flitwick or Lupin so they could protect me. Smart.
That is smart, although I feel like the professors might also be targeted more, so I don't know.
That's also true. And then so many other comments. So many other comments saying they just listened to it and they loved it. Somebody said I'm the funniest TikToker. That's not true.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's really not true. Somebody said it was very relaxing to listen to it.
I think I'd be the funniest TikToker if I ever made TikToks.
John.
Okay. Well, this is the funniest podcast, right? So, you know, if you're not the funniest TikToker, one of us has to be.
That's just true, I guess, in a way.
Logic to you.
Right, you can send us your comments or questions, whatever you want to send us, at friendshipquest@gmail.com or comment on my TikTok, or, and I really want someone to do this, send us a voice message on our Anchor account. So if you search on Anchor for the Friendship Quest, I'm sure we'd come up, or you can head to my TikTok and there's a link to it in my bio. Please send us a voice message because it just sounds like the best thing ever.
That'd be really fun.
Okay, John.
Yeah.
What is our question for today?
Our question for today is, what is the best time of year?
Ooh, it's the most wonderful time.
No, we've had Christmas.
Of the year.
I mean, that's a strong contender, let's be real.
Mm.
I think whenever people ask this question, your mind immediately jumps to like holidays, birthdays, celebrations, that sort of thing.
It's because the rest of the year is just filler, isn't it?
So the main event. I suppose I can sort of see that. I think,
that's obviously me being cynical, but that's not always the case. Like, just the other day, I think it was last week, we had loads of snow where we are.
That's
and
true.
I literally ran outside. We had a big snow day. We built a snowman, had snowball fights. I jumped in the snow. It was like me, like, fully reverted to, like, five-year-old Katie, jumping in the snow, giggling to myself, and it was honestly just one of the best days I've had in a long time.
It was a good
day. And that
day
was just a random January day, so... Yeah.
Is there still snow where you are? Is it...
It's snowing right now, John.
Is it actually?
Yeah! Oh. The snow did go away, but apparently it should be building up again, so we might have another snow day tomorrow.
It's been raining here all day, so we haven't had snow yet, but we might do tomorrow, we'll see. But I'm not too hopeful.
Imagine being somewhere where it's just like snow is just there, all the time.
I think you would enjoy snow a lot less.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that was the thing. I think that snow day last week, those days were like that was the optimal sort of snow day because it snowed a lot.
Yeah.
And then it didn't really stick around for too long. It didn't cause a lot of, you know, travel problems. Not that many people are traveling at the moment, but yeah, it was a good amount of snow. I didn't get sick of it.
Yeah. But I remember, was that last year or the year before? I think it was the year before, actually, where it just kept snowing really randomly. Like, oh, between January and March.
Was that the Beast from the East? That was a good one.
I haven't heard that name in a very long time. So stupid.
Classic.
Yeah, I think it might have been the Beast from the East.
See, that was like proper disruptive snow.
There was snow on my birthday. And my birthday is late March. That's unacceptable in Britain.
Yeah, that was so strange. But also around Christmas, it started, like, I struggled to get home from university because it snowed so heavily the night before. That wasn't good.
See, that ruined snow a little bit at that point.
Yeah, it was fun at first, and then it becomes a nuisance.
So if it snows constantly where you are, what's that like? Let us know. I'd love to know.
I'm sure you're better equipped for it in a country where that does happen rather than England, where we sort of get it very occasionally and then panic.
yeah.
Anything other than mild rain is too extreme for our taste.
Yeah, we really don't know how to cope. And then even then, you know, we're known for our rainy weather. And yet, if it rains too much, we also can't cope.
That's true. Well, it's because we've got this, we've got such old infrastructure. Like, a lot of our places just flood and it's bad. But then it's really expensive and we're just not good at anything. We're just so mediocre at weather.
Yeah, we are mediocre.
We are mediocre at best. Okay, so Christmas, yeah, or winter times, snow is pretty good. We do like a bit of snow.
Mm.
But then does that really counterbalance everything about the cold?
Good. That's the question. Point. It is so cold in this house.
Again,
so cold.
Something we're not very good at dealing with.
No.
You know, Christmas and all these holidays and celebrations are supposed to cancel out that bad weather. I guess that's the logic.
Yeah, but then when that's all over, what are you stuck with in January and February?
Yeah, January and February are definitely some of the worst times of year.
Yeah, like, what do you even do in, like, that time?
Yeah, after New Year, you've just got to go back to school or work, and it's a bit of a slog. You've got to think about improving yourself and then quickly giving up on your resolution, you know.
Resolutions suck. And the time that I realised that was, like, this year. No resolutions. What's the point? It's putting pressure on yourself, you know?
I'm quite anti-resolution, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a themer. I like to theme myself rather than resolve myself.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's easier... I don't want to get too into this, but it's easier to, like, give yourself a theme. It's, like, easier to say, this is going to be, you know, a year of health. I'm going to try and eat better. Rather than saying, I'm going to lose X amount of weight, or, you know, I'm going to run 5 days a week or something. Because then if you stop, fall short of that at any point, then you're just immediately demotivated, you know, your resolution's done. Mm. And then it's easier to give up.
I do genuinely think, like, New Year's is overrated.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that particularly hit home this year because literally nothing changed. We've been in a terrible time and it's been exactly the same.
Yeah.
And when I realised that, I was like, you know what? It's overrated and I'm cool with that. So January and February, my favourite time of the year.
We're crossing those off the list.
Cross off the list. Now March...
is your birthday.
It's my birthday, so it's obviously the best time of the year.
Obviously a contender.
But to be fair, this is my pitch. Besides the fact that it has the most important birthday in it, mine.
Yeah, of course.
It's also, normally, it's like the start of spring.
True.
Love spring.
Let's talk
about that in a second. But I generally think it's got, like, decent weather most of the time.
True.
And, like, it looks really pretty out in March.
I mean, I guess...
when it's not snowing, but that was freaky.
That was strange. I think freak weather we can exclude from this consideration. It's not fair.
Okay.
I'm sure it's,
I mean, this is also
June
very, like, specific to Britain, because I'm not sure what, like, other weather is like in March, but we have we get, like, all weather just throughout the year, whereas other people don't get that.
That's true. We have a variable climate, which is interesting and frustrating at the same time.
Yeah,
March is good, but then, like, you know, those arguments, apart from your birthday, don't really hold up when you compare it to April. Because, you know, what's the difference? April's just a bit warmer. Surely that's just a better version of March.
Well. But April's sad for me, because then I know it's another year until I celebrate my birthday. Although, the older I've got, the more that argument dies, because the more I resent my birthday.
Oh, but because you're just aging.
Yeah, it's really sad. That started getting sad.
Don't say that. No.
What?
You can still have fun. You're 21.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be
ancient.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Okay, I can sort of see
I think I was happy with my 18th birthday, because it was like, woohoo, adulthood.
Yeah.
And from there it went downhill each year, especially my 20th. I don't know whether you remember this, John, but in the build-up to my 20th birthday, I was like, I genuinely don't want it to happen.
I do remember. You were inconsolable.
And I think that's because... Inconsolable.
Yeah, there's nothing we could do.
And I think that's because not only do I act younger than my age in terms of, like, things that I enjoy and, like, things that I do, not in terms of, like, maturity.
Oh, I was just going to say you're very immature, but there you go.
That's not true.
No,
that's
not
true, John.
It's not true. It's very mean of you to say.
But anyway, I'm quite like a child, I feel, and I look quite young for my age.
Also
so
true.
The idea of being in my 20s was very alien. I was like, oh God, this isn't right. I shouldn't be 20. So, yeah, my birthdays would be going downhill. But the idea is still there that March is a good time.
Yeah. Okay. I'll accept that.
I do have to agree that April is a better March.
Okay. So now we're just going off weather. So surely summer, you get to the summer months, maybe that's the best.
No.
Why not?
I like spring.
You know what? Easter is one of my favourite holidays, because it's not
Easter is a great time.
Yeah, it's not a big... Obviously, for Christians, it's the biggest holiday of the year. But for people who don't observe its religious significance, it's still just a nice time of year, because like you say, it's sort of getting warmer... you get lots of chocolate if you buy Easter eggs, you know.
Oh yeah.
And it's that's quite materialistic, but yeah, no, it's a quite nice time of year.
Yeah, and I feel like the Easter holidays also come at a really good point.
Yes.
Like, because I feel like the start of the year always tends to drag on a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, woohoo, the Easter holidays, and you get like a proper reset, and then you go into like the last term.
I think especially at school, because Christmas, even though Christmas and Easter used to be 2 weeks at least where I was.
Yeah.
The Christmas holiday always used to go really fast because of because you have Christmas itself, there's a big build up to that, and then it goes too quick, and then you have New Year, and then you're basically back to school. It doesn't feel like you did anything.
Yeah.
Whereas Easter is just purely 2 weeks off, and that feels just like a long, nice break. We love it.
Do you know what I find strange? And I'd love for people to give me information on this.
Yeah.
The fact that like other countries don't have the same like school year layout as we do.
Oh yeah.
That's something we're so like, yeah, that's so ingrained within us, like that's how the school year works. The fact that other countries don't do it that way is completely bizarre.
I'm not a big fan of how our year's laid out. I mean, it sort of makes
sense. Odd.
I guess the idea is, so for anyone who doesn't know, we start term in September. We have one term until Christmas, and then we have a Christmas break. And then there's another term till Easter, about April time. And then the last term, which goes till summer. And then we have a big 6 week summer break.
Yeah.
And I guess the idea is we have a long break for summer because, you know, the weather's nice. People want to go on holiday. That makes sense. So that's when we start our academic year. But obviously, different climates, different weathers, it works differently. I think in, especially in places like Australia, I believe that there is... that their year might start in January, like it matches the annual year, the solar year, the academic year. So I'm not sure about that. Please tell us if you're from any other country that has a different system, because that'd be very interesting.
I feel like it must just change so much about your life. I feel like so much of my life is shaped on our form of an academic year.
Yeah, and it's very weird because both of us are going into some form of education work that it will just continue to be imprinted on our lives, I guess.
Exactly. So, April, pretty decent.
We like April. May is like obviously April. The best, though.
Why is that, John?
Because of Star Wars Day.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
And then shortly followed by my birthday.
Yeah. There you go. To be fair, May is quite a good month.
I quite like May. It feels like a happy month, you know? I guess that's the connotation, isn't it? May.
Although, isn't May normally like a build-up to exams?
I mean, yeah, the last few years I've had exams on or around my birthday, which hasn't been fun. So I think, you know, May's been a bit ruined for me. I mean, again, that's just shaped by the academic year. I wonder if, you know, it would have all been different in a different way, in a different place.
Well, seeing that won't be a problem for you anymore, John.
Well, I mean, I'll still be at university, hopefully, doing a PhD, I'm sure.
But you won't have exams, will you?
I think you do, at least at the start. It'll be different sorts of stuff. Yeah, it would be different, but still. That doesn't erase the last 7 years of exams, I think.
is May better than April?
Yeah. I'd say so. It's because, I mean, especially in England, it's still not warm yet, you know.
It can be. It used to be.
Oh.
I think that's shifted a bit now, but in our childhood, it definitely used to be.
Because they always say, like, it's always April showers. It does rain a lot in March and April.
Oh, yeah. Drip, drip, drop, drip, 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 April showers.
I don't need that song.
I like that song.
I don't know what the song is.
It's from Bambi.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Bambi in a long, long time, to be fair.
It's not that great.
No, it doesn't fill me with joy.
But I like that song. It's a good song. Fair enough.
Okay. I think the summer's just got better weather, doesn't it? It does get too hot, though.
It does, but the problem for me in the summer is I appreciate the 6 weeks off, but I also don't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, like, I used to go on holiday, and I've had great holidays in the summer, so in that way, summers used to be great, but I haven't really been on a summer holiday in, like, a couple of years now, I don't think.
I don't think anyone's really been on a big one for a while.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, by choice, yeah. I also hadn't for a while. So I spend all day, like, sat inside.
Mm.
So then I'm not even really experiencing the weather. And, like, I don't know. It just drags on.
It does drag on a bit, I think.
Maybe it's just been ruined a little bit more for me now because obviously that was like a big time that we were shut indoors in the last year.
Yes, true. It was a long, summer.
Summer's a good time when you can meet up with people.
Yeah, definitely.
You can do fun things in the summer.
Yeah, I think.
But then also you can do that whenever, to be honest, you know? That's such like a child, like, thing. Like, you can do fun things in the summer. You can do them whenever you want when you're older, to be honest.
That's the beauty of being an adult. That's why you should be excited about getting older, Katie.
No. I've experienced that excitement now. Sure. It doesn't get better anymore.
Like, 18 was fine, but, like, I was way more excited to be 20.
I peaked at the age of 19. It's all downhill from here.
Oh, dear. I'm still looking forward to my peak.
That's nice.
Yeah. Maybe this after the pandemic, I'll have a new lease of life. And, you know, I'll really live my 20s to the best.
After the pandemic?
Yeah. Mm. In my 30s.
Yeah. I think we should get reset.
What? Our ages just get dialed back?
Yeah.
I could see that. But
then I wouldn't have to be 21. God.
Well, you won't be for much longer.
Oh my God, no!
It's only 2 months away, isn't it? Less God. Than.
I literally haven't even thought about it. I don't want to think about it. Ugh. 20. At least, you know what the happiest thing was about turning 20?
What?
Is that I could blast out the song Roaring Twenties by Panic at the Disco, which is an absolute banger.
I'm not familiar with it, but I'm sure you're right.
It is a banger, and it's just like, I played that multiple times on my 20th birthday to get me through it.
Why was it such a big deal? I don't understand.
I just hate it. Other people would be like, yes, I'm finally 20. I feel like also 21 would have like a bigger impact if you were in like America.
That's true. You know? Yeah, 21 used to be a bigger thing in England, but now it's sort of faded.
You turn 18, that's it.
And you can do almost everything.
Done.
Yeah.
You know, you're finished. That's it.
You've just become an adult. Your life is beginning, you know.
Oh, no.
I think I'm much happier as a person as I am now than when I was 18.
I'm a better person.
We'd like to
think.
But
I wish I could be who I am now at that age.
I guess, but, you know, you can't, it doesn't work both ways. You gotta
go forward. Look, I wish I didn't think like this.
Okay.
Because there's no point in thinking like this, because there's nothing I can do about it, but
if you're
at the same time.
Yeah. I always find that like the perception of ages when as a child are very interesting, very strange. And yeah. I wonder if that has shaped how we feel about our age now.
Well, I think that's also possibly why I feel so old. It's because I work with children, very young children, who think I'm ancient.
That's true.
Well, I've had a mixture. It depends. Some children think that I am a child.
Yes.
And then some children might think that I'm like 40. You know?
Well, that's because that's all they know, isn't it? If they've had another teacher who's said they're 40 at some point, they're just like, oh, yeah, you must be 40 years old to be a teacher. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I've told children in my class, like, oh, I'm 21, and they'll be like, whoa, you're so young. And I'll be like, am I? Oh, my God. Thank you.
I mean, that is very young for in a classroom, I guess, you know.
But also, you know, I, like, post stuff on TikTok. That's a very young platform. People think I'm so old.
That's true. Your comments are just full of things like, I can't believe you're 21. I thought you were like 7.
Oh my God. I was so chuffed when I got like a hate comment. It was supposed to like not be very kind to me, but at the same time, they called me an adult.
Ooh.
And I was like, you noticed?
I still find that strange when I get called like a man in public. Like I ran past like a woman and her daughter, a very young daughter, and like, the mother like hushed the child out of the way and said, oh, don't bother the man or something. Well, you know, I've had that one a few times now.
What would you expect her to say?
I don't know. I just find it very strange that I'm, you know, I'm a man. Or that I'm perceived to be a man by others, I guess is strange.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
we've gone off on
a completely different topic. That was because this topic wasn't very strong, was it, Katie?
John, you didn't give me a better question.
Are we getting meta about the podcast now?
Shh.
Is this going to make it in? I wonder.
We'll see. We'll see what editing Katie feels like.
I think this is good
editing
content.
Editing Katie is a little bit savage, to be honest.
Editing Katie is very sassy.
That's true. Editing Katie goes through and listens and goes, oh, that was rubbish.
Editing Katie thinks that Katie's the funniest person alive.
What?
I don't think that's true. I think it's funny. I don't know.
Okay. Right. Back to the question.
I just wonder if I edited the entire podcast, if how different it would come out.
Oh, you'd leave in all sorts of things that I cut
out.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sure I would.
And that's why I edit it, John.
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
It truly is. Right, the question.
Well, we've sort of narrowed it down. We've basically only considered weather, birthdays. What's your favourite holiday? Other than your birthday.
I think, well, it's not a holiday, is it?
Well, you might class it in the same category. But obviously we don't like your birthday. We don't like your birthday anymore.
Oh.
Well, you said yourself, you don't like getting older.
No, you're supposed to like my birthday.
I do like your birthday.
Okay, good. Thank you.
But we've eliminated it.
So well, yeah, it's not really a holiday.
Okay, so what's...
The number of times I've gone to work on my birthday and then they'd be like, why are you here?
See, as a kid, I'd always want to go to school on my birthday because then you get to hand out sweets.
Yeah. Best holiday. Now, I like Easter, but I'm going to have to rule it out because, you know, in the past, Easter has sometimes been times where it's like 2 weeks of pure revision.
That's true. I mean, Easter has always been associated with summer exams for me.
Yeah, so I've had some bad Easter experiences with that.
Yeah.
Summer, you know what? I've already touched on it. It is a good time and the weather's nice, but I'm going to have to go with Christmas.
Okay.
I think Christmas is the best holiday because, you know, yes, it's cold, but I don't go outside anyway. So it doesn't affect
That's
me.
That's true, yeah.
I just sit indoors anyway.
I can see
if it's
that.
Hot, if it's cold, I'm indoors. And then we always go visit my northern family for Christmas almost every year. And we just have a great time.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's a nice little shake up, you know, and I do love Christmas.
Christmas
Day
I
is a good
that.
Time.
Christmas
I don't like good. New Year's Day, but that doesn't count.
See, I think I might prefer New Year sometimes to Christmas.
What sort of thing do you do on New Year?
Well, traditionally when I was very young, we would go and visit some family. We didn't really visit family on Christmas because we just have it amongst ourselves. And then sometimes we'd go visit family.
Right.
So that was kind of exciting. And then more recently, my parents would go away. And it's like one of the few times a year where my parents leave our family home. And then I would have a big shindig with a lot of my local friends here.
Yeah, I have had really good New Year's with friends.
Because I think that's one of the best parties you can have is a New Year's party.
That is true. I do think New Year's is a good time when you spend it with a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely.
But when it's like you and like your parents,
yeah,
it's a little bit.
Yeah, no,
more naff.
This New Year's
love
wasn't...
you, mum and dad. Sorry.
This New Year's wasn't.
But we just
the best.
Sit and watch Jules Holland. You know, like...
yeah, I love you too, Katie's mum and dad.
Okay, that's getting cut.
Is it?
I don't know. It was a bit weird, wasn't it, John?
That was funny.
Okay. Well, we'll see. Editing Katie, get back to me on that.
Editing Katie, you look good today.
John.
Sorry,
what is this?
I'm not talking to you. Stay out of this. Present Katie.
Okay. John, what's your favourite holiday?
I don't know. I like Halloween. Halloween's
oh,
a lot of fun.
I forgot about Halloween.
Yeah, also a great excuse for a party, and you get to
Halloween.
Dress up.
Halloween. Gets better as you get older.
Exactly.
I will say that.
100%.
The most recent Halloween has been like my favorite Halloween.
Absolutely. It was a blast.
I was dressed up. I loved my costume.
Same.
I think that's the other thing. Like, as you get older, you can make better costumes.
Yeah.
Like, as a child, I would like put on a witch's dress, some devil horns, maybe a cat mask, like all together. And I'd
oh,
be
dear.
Like a devil cat witch.
Okay.
You know, that's rubbish, right? But this year, I was Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph, thanks to, like, one TikTok comment that said...
You look like Vanellope.
That I give off the same vibe. I've run with it ever since.
It's true.
And I got to go to work in a Halloween costume, and we did loads of, like, Halloween songs that we were dancing to and singing along to in costumes, and then I came back here and we just had a great time.
Yeah.
We watched Boris's announcement.
Oh, yeah. The Halloween announcement.
The Halloween announcement.
Super fun.
And we watched all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, we watched Strictly and then did we watch Insidious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so strange.
Yeah, but it's quite fun.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, Halloween's good. Like you say, I think it does get better. I never really went trick-or-treating as a kid.
I did. Once again, overrated. Extremely stressful for an anxious child like me.
I mean, we did it, but like we'd just go to like my granddad's house and like a relative or family friends, you know.
No, we would like fully go down the road.
No.
I remember I was scarred by like this one time we went to a house, we knocked, it's really not that traumatic, but it traumatized me as a child. We knocked, no response.
Oh.
So we like knocked, we knocked politely again just to make like, just to be like, okay, we'll knock one more time and then we'll leave.
Yeah.
Very young children. This woman storms to the door. She was like, I told you, we're not having trick or treat. It's like slams the door in our faces.
Jeez.
We were like, oh, okay. And walked off. And that, you know what? That ruined trick or treating for me.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought it was a great idea. I mean, well.
Yeah, it's really not. So, the summer months, June, July, August, all the same month.
Yeah, basically.
All the same month. You know what? I think we should start a petition.
Oh.
From June to August.
Yeah.
We just make that 1 month. You know, it's just extra long. It's like extra chunky. You know, like February is a short month. Why can't we have a long month?
I suppose we could. I mean, I'm a fan of changing all the months to be 28 days long and having an extra one.
That is radical.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the idea a lot, and it used to be the calendar, but we used to have 13 months, and it fits into the year perfectly with 1 day left over, and you just call that day, like, you know, leftover day or something.
Oh, but then that day would become, oh no, I don't like that.
That day would be like, you know, intermission, I think I heard.
It'd be very stressful, like, what do you do on that day?
I don't know, but imagine all the months are the same, they're all 28 days, the first of every month is Monday. The second of every month is always a Tuesday, and it goes on like that. It'd always be the same.
Ah, that would be pretty cool, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. And in leap years, there's just a 2-day intermission. Oh. I think I heard a comedian call it intermission. I don't know.
Double intermission.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I'm saying is June, July, August, same month.
I think July definitely goes by too quick. August, I don't know. August I associate with a different kind of summer. You know?
No.
But also at school, like, you know, you don't usually finish until sometime in July, and then August is actually proper holidays.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it's still, there's a subtle difference, but I accept your premise. We should just, you know, it's just the summer.
And I don't think September could be anybody's favourite time of the year.
Oh.
What is September?
September's a strange time. It's, I don't know, it's usually like the start of the year, so I'm, like the academic year, so I'm kind of excited about that, you know?
I don't know, it just feels like such a weird changeover point.
Mm.
I'm never really sure of the vibe of September, you know? It can shift quite easily.
Yeah, I could take that. I think October's a better month than September.
Yeah.
October's better.
Still a bit.
I'm a fan of November. I'm going to come out and say it.
Oh, okay.
You're starting to get the build up for Christmas. You've just had Halloween.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you get Bonfire Night as well.
I don't like Bonfire Night, but okay.
Bonfire Night's my half birthday, so it's doubly exciting for me.
Wow.
But like, yeah, I mean, if there is one around, I've always enjoyed firework displays, that sort of thing.
I don't like fireworks. I think they shouldn't exist. So.
Whoa.
Well, they're bad for the environment, and people are like scared of them, and they scare animals. And to be honest, they're just really not worth it. So I don't see the point.
I can take that.
Sorry.
I do love them, though, I'm afraid.
Well, don't think we can be friends, John.
We've reached the end of the friendship quest.
It has to be said every single episode. I feel.
I take your point. I think we. If we could have environmentally friendly and optionally quiet fireworks, that would be the best.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I can put November above December. That's my problem.
No.
I think December wins out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's usually a nice time of year. Even if you're at school, it's like usually winding down the term. Usually don't have any.
Oh, December in school is where it's at.
Exactly.
You don't do anything.
And you don't usually have any big exams or anything coming up, so it's not like Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? I think.
You get all the fun activities.
Yeah. I'd put December up there.
Yeah. It's a good time.
So we've come full circle, Katie.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, we have.
What's the best time of year?
You know what? I think it might be December.
What's your favourite weather, like, on a perfect weather day? That was something I thought about as a kid sometimes.
I don't know.
I was like,
I love a snow day.
I love a snow day. I really do. It has to be occasional.
It does have to be occasional. So it depends. Mm.
If you had to have like,
I like hot weather.
If you had to like have one type of weather for the rest of the year, it doesn't change. Mm. What would you choose?
Probably choose like a sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it gives you like the most opportunities to do fun things, you know?
Yeah, I'd take that. I've always been a fan of mild days. I love a bit of a breeze.
I just don't like layering up, you know?
Mm.
Having to like bring all these clothes with you because like the weather's not that great and it might get a bit chilly, so you got to bring like all of this like other clothes with you. Ugh, can't be bothered. You know, whereas when it's sunny,
yeah,
you wear your outfit, done.
Hey, yeah, I take that.
Do you know what I was thinking about? I keep doing this.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking about, because we've talked about weather a lot, and that's typically a very like British idea. Mm. Like the fact that in a conversation with people, like if you don't really know each other, you might just start talking about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever genuinely like started talking to someone about the weather, just being like, oh, isn't the weather nice today? Because I haven't.
Really?
Yeah, why? Oh, no, like, absolutely. How do you get to that?
That's the number one thing I've talked to strangers about.
What? Why?
Well, have you had many stranger conversations?
I feel like you're suggesting something here, but I'm not sure what you're suggesting.
I think you're more inclined to completely avoid talking to people in public.
Well, yeah, but I also like have to talk to people I don't really know quite a lot.
That's true.
You know, like anybody.
Yeah, I've definitely had a few weather conversations with, you know, the local. It's usually with a lot older people, in public, in the line,
but
at
like,
the shop, or
what,
you know.
What do you even talk about?
Oh, it's a cold one today.
Yeah, and
lovely
then
weather
where does
we're
it
having.
Go?
It doesn't go anywhere. It's just, you know, it's polite.
No, this doesn't happen.
It's polite
to
nonsense.
No.
I'm not a big fan of it, I must admit, but I'll go along with it to be cordial with my, I don't know, whoever is
but
around
you,
me.
Would you ever bring up the weather, or is it just the old people bringing it up to you?
It's not just old people, but I'm sure I have. I'm sure, like, in a situation where I felt pressured to say something to someone because...
You've said, oh, that's nice weather.
Yes, I have, I'm sure.
No!
Sorry,
so
if it's
weird.
Too much of a trope.
If somebody said that to me, like, I think the cringe would be too much, and I'd have
well,
to,
I'm
like,
I'm not saying
back
it
out.
Like, oh, lovely weather. I'm like, you know, it. Okay, I'd never start a conversation like that. That's not one of my classic
no.
openers. But if we were, like, sort of talking and there was nothing else to say, I might say, oh, it's a really nice day today, isn't it? And they'd be like, yep. And then
no,
depending on the context, that might expand it further. Yeah, it just fits in naturally.
No, it doesn't. It's one of, I think, one of the most forced things you can say in a conversation and yet still think that it's like a natural thing for people to say.
Well, it's absolutely forced. I'm not denying that.
Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting point in a podcast where we talked about the weather a lot.
That's true.
Marjan.
I think we've reached the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think Christmas is the best time of year, you know?
Yeah, it's the most
no, okay.
wonderful time of the year. See, I said it at the start, I'm saying it at the end because it's correct.
We love symmetry here at the Friendship Quest.
Yeah. And I said, didn't I say that at the start as well? I was like,
yeah. Well, you say that a lot these days.
I don't know where it's come from.
I don't
from.
Know, you just keep saying it.
It's just to really drive the point home.
It really works.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm so convinced. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Friendship Quest.
Yes.
Send us an email, tell us some questions at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com or leave a comment on Katie's TikTok. And where can they find us, Katie?
That's a great question. I don't have my laptop in front of me.
Oh, yeah. You can find us on Anchor, Sound... No, not SoundCloud. Spotify,
yeah.
Apple Podcasts.
Correct.
And some other places.
There are things like Breaker,
Wait, let me look.
Pocket Cast.
I can probably look it up.
Cast Box. Oh God, where else is there?
Where to listen? Oh, here. Yeah, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public. I think that's most of them.
Okay.
Anyway, if you found it this far, I'm sure you'll find us again.
Yeah.
So until next time, thank you for listening, and don't forget to wear a jacket if it's cold.
Whoa, that was actually useful for once.
That was good advice.
Yeah, please do.
Please keep, look after yourselves and stay warm.